You should know it has a bone inside it also. But yesh boitzipor, the Gemara says, if it has a nail, mitama b'maga b'masavel, it has a regular shem and avrim in ames, it has tumma like a kezayis in ames, even though it's not a kezayis, and if you tell me whether you touch it or whether you carry it, or it's in the same oil. What's going to be yesh boitzipor, must say there's a bone inside this aver, in this limb. But v'yein boitzipor, that has no nail, is mitama b'maga b'masavel, it has a lock of the mitama b'maga, if you touch it, you carry it. But v'yein mitama b'maga, it has no tum oil though. So Masayla doesn't have. So Rashi explains that Adika Kazai's Bosa, you don't have to have the Kazai's Bosa. The Kaim Lam Etzin Kisar Matama Bamagava Masa, but Beloy Be Oil, not with an oil. So to have oil, you have to have the Kazai's from the Bosa there. Now, Omer Chizu says, that Rabbeinu Magod, Rashi says, Rav said this, and Amokim Yibyoza, because Baruch should help him. That Etzba Yisera is like this, you have an extra finger, that's the Etzba Yisera Sheshba Yetzim, it has a finger inside it, it has a bone inside it, but the Ein Baitzba, and it has no nail on it. You have an extra finger. So Matama Vamaga Vamasa, and Echlam, it has Tumas Maga Vamasa, but Vienna Matama Vyayil. But it doesn't have the Kazayas of Bosom over here. But right now it's not on the same row as the rest of the fingers. But if it would have been on the same row of the fingers, then even without a nail, it would also be called a choshev avor, and then it would have a tumas oil, even though it doesn't have a tiporin on it. Then the Mishnah says, "Kol matama medris, kol the chazi le medris matama tamimais." Anything that's fit. But his opposite, and it should become tummy. So if a mace goes on it, it's also tummy. But the yesh, there are certain cases, shematama tumma mace, it has tumma mace on it. But the yeh matama mace, it has no tumma medris on it. Lasuya might want to come to include. Lasuya saw vetarkiv. A saw, a saw, it's a measurement. Vetarkiv. There are two like measuring cups. A saw, you measure out a shaw. A saw vetarkiv, there's two saws. The tiny will learn like this. The pasuk says, "Va'yoshev ala kli." He stood on the kli. The zav sits on the kli. The kli becomes tummy. Yochel, I would have thought to say, "Kof his saw." If he turns over a measuring cup of a saw, the yoshev ala, and he sits on it. Oitakev, or a measuring cup of two saws, and he sits on yoshev ala. Yet may become tummy. Yet tummy. Tamlam. The pasuk says, "Ashe yoshev ala vazav." The vidarshim mishem yuchad yeshiva. That becomes yuchad. Better start for yeshiva. Yotzeh goes out this one, Shermalei Amoid, we say, no, listen, get off it, we need it to measure things with. V'nasam lachtel, let us do our blocha with it. Therefore, this measuring cup is not makabal tumas zav, it's not miyuchan yeshiva. But if a mace would go on top of it, enechanami, tumas mace would have. Now the Mishnah says, kol aroyu lodin din nefosh, anybody that's fit to be a dayan, kadin nefoshes, is royu lodin din nemamnis, who adin is fit to have paskin din nemamnis. But v'yesh, there are certain cases, shuwer lodin din amamnis, he's fit to be a dying for din amamnis, but v'yesh, shuwer lodin din amamnis, he's not fit to be a dying for din amamnis. So, Omer Rav Yehuda, lasi comes to include mamzer. There's a case of a mamzer. Rashi says, the kosher din amamnis, but apostle din amamnis, Kesiva says, kulach yofer rayosi. Samora says, Tanini, we learned this already, chodizim the one time. We learned this when in Gemara Sanhedrin that Akol Ksherim Lodin Dina Mamnis, everybody's fit to be a dying for Dina Mamnis, for money matters. But V'yein Akol Ksherim Lodin Dina Nefoshes, not everybody's fit to be a dying for Dina Nefoshes. And V'vinim, we ask a question over the Alasuya Mai, what does it come to include? V'am Revyuda Alasuya Mamzer, comes to include a Mamzer, that is kosher for Dina Mamnis, and is possible for Dina Nefoshes. So we learned this halacha once before, what do you have to say it again for? Gemara says, Choda, one is Lasuya Ger. One is to include a ger, that a ger is fit to be a dayin for dina mamnis. For chod lasuya mamzer, that a mamzer is also fit to be a dayin for dina mamnis. Utsuich, I need both kedushim. Because the yashmin a ger, I would have just learned the chiddush that a ger is fit to be a dayin for dina mamnis, mishum the royal of the kahal. Because he's fit to come into kahal. Avol mamzer dein roi lo v'kal. I mean, once you're megayir, you could marry into a regular Jew. So since he's fit to come into Klal Yisrael, that's why he's fit to be a dayan. But a mamzer is not fit to marry into Klal Yisrael, dein roi lo v'kal. And I would have thought to say, loy, maybe he's not. Roi to be a dayan kamashvalon. V'yashvin would have just learned mamzer, mishum dekosim ati pekshera. A mamzer called part of his parents was a Jew. So that's why he's fit to be a dayan. Avol ger the cause of atipa psula, but his parents were a goyim. Atipa psula, a maloy, maybe he's not fit to be a dayin. Is tricha, that's when he both mishnayot to teach us is both chedushim to both the ger and a mamzer is fit to be a dayin for dina mamnis. Chayav dina nefashis, no, but for dina mamnis, yes. Now the Mishnah says, kol akosha lod, that anybody is fit to be a dayin for dina mamnis is kosha loyed. He's fit to be a edis also. But the Yeshua, a certain case is a kosher loyed, that a person could be fit to be an aid, but the a kosher loyed is not fit to be a dying. What is this case? That if he's blind in one eye, that he is fit to be an aid, but he's not fit to be a dying, according to our Mishnah. And a man who's not like Rav Meir, goes according to Rav Meir, like we'll soon see, that's Rav Meir Shita to say, that to be a dying, you have to be fit to see. If you can't see, you can't be a dying. And if not, if aid is dull, that you still be kosher. All right, we'll stop here.